Cousins is going to stop by, y'all. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Flyer Branch inside the Ticketmaster Studios, hanging out. How's your day, by the way, man? What's going on today with you?
Laid back. I was at the gym today, and I was like lifting, getting it in. And
I thought you were going to say smoking on or sipping on gin and juice.
If only. Well, that's a very productive workout. And then Danny's like, you ready to go? I go, do what? He goes, we're doing the video today. I'm like, what? It's 10:30. I do it at 11. No, I text you.
You was pumping iron?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Now, by the way, what'd you work on today?
Today's back day. Yeah,
right.
Back and buys.
I just read something that as you get older, obviously, but there are like 6 exercises in the gym that you can do that increases your brain power, right? And that, so that, you know, your brain feels younger. I don't even know what these this study
I think
was
one
about.
Is called staring at women in yoga pants.
That may help. That may help. Yeah. But I just saw that. So I was thinking about you when I saw, you know, you were like, yeah, man, I'm in the middle of a pump right now.
Yeah, I was literally, you know, I got to go heavy. Man, the weights I lift now, man, is like back in the day, you know, forget that. No, I suppose I'm not doing steroids anymore either.
Just trying to get the reps in.
Exactly. Yeah. Go light, man. Just get it in. But no, I apologize. You guys did the, again, normally I'm on it on Twitch and YouTube, but back tomorrow. But to catch the show, how was the show, by the way? What did you guys talk about?
We talked about, first of all, Dede went to the state championships last night. Buford.
Congratulations to Buford, man. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and then we talked a little bit about the Hawks getting ready to get Trae Young back. What's this going to look like, man? What's this? Because they basically recalled him from the Skyhawks.
Right.
That was a conditioning situation, guys. They're just trying to get him ready to get ready to play. But they recalled him, and so I was just like, what's this going to look like when Trae comes back?
Now, look, and we had this conversation last week. I think we triggered some people on Monday with Bo and I. Because
why? What did you say?
Well, you know, it just, guys.
Look, what did he say?
No, he's agreeing with me, and I said that I felt that, you know, I just said it to you last hour, that Anse Saleh has got more, the Hawks have more leverage than Trae has had in the entire time he's been here as a Hawk. That's not a knock on Trae, it's just where we're at. The team is evolving, the team is younger, and you want to see Trae hit the ground running with this thing. The injury is the worst timing possible. Porzingis, like, I don't even consider him a factor on this team. I think he'll be gone at the trade deadline. But we want to see how Trae gets integrated into this half court. And as much pressure on Trae now, pressure on Quinn Snyder to figure this out. Jalen Johnson, as you said, some numbers will come down, but I want to see the victories come up.
Right.
And I want to see this team 3 or 4 seed. And then we can have that conversation. Is Trae going to get his next max deal? Or how does it look? Or does it not look that great? And we maybe move on, go draft the point guard? I mean, that Pelicans pick is like the Willy Wonka golden ticket.
Oh, it is.
So there's a lot of options. I mean, we all want to get to a championship. I get that. But nothing's really set in stone, but in a good way, if that makes any sense for
it
the Hawks.
It does. I think, too, what this – there's 2 ways I'm looking at this. And guys, we're going to see here. There's no definitive date on when Trae returns. But part of me is like, Trae might be like, y'all finally got a team around me. Let me show you what I can do.
Right.
Right? That may be the first part. Like, okay,
best players he's had since 21,
correct.
Right? No argument.
Let me go show you guys what this can look like with me running this thing. But the other side of it is, if you're the Hawks, you say, we could go get an average point guard and put it on this team, and we could still do what we're doing. Because you have an unselfish group that shares the ball, and you have a legitimate go-to guy in Jalen Johnson. Here's what's funny to me. When we got Porzingis, everybody went crazy. Oh, Porzingis, Porzingis, Porzingis. Jalen Johnson is way better than Porzingis is right now in his career. And now with this injury or this sickness or whatever's going on with him.
POTS, it's about blood pressure and the heart. And it's the same thing which limited him in the Knicks-Celtics series last year.
Nobody knew back then. Like, remember, they weren't reporting it, what was going on. He just kind of disappeared, and they were like, well, he's out. Point is, Jalen's the key. Like, it's not Porzingis, it's Jalen. And so with that said, Mike, I don't know what it's going to look like, but I think Trae is excited about the opportunity to show what it could look like with him out there. And I'll say this, too. There have been numerous games already. We need another score. That we need another guy out there that can put the ball in the basket. And guys, you can never have enough of these dudes. Ask Golden State, all right? Ask all the teams that have won championship. Hell, ask Oklahoma City. You better guard everybody. And that's the part about having Trae on the floor. You can't just run guys at Nah. You can't just run guys at Jalen. All of a sudden now, it opens up things. And I think that is something we haven't seen. And that's going to be fun to watch.
And that's why whenever we have these conversations, I always try to, you know, say, hey, guys, try to listen to the first part of the conversation, because they're not, in my mind, a better team without Trae. You just laid it out. We talked about those 2 games with the Pistons. We talked about the game a few weeks ago with Joker, with the Nuggets, where they'll go 4 minutes, 5 minutes without a basket. Trey's going to get to the stripe. He will get to the line. If nothing else, he's going to draw a foul. So you don't get in that drought. You don't see a game get flipped in the fourth. That's one of the few things. In addition to, as we said, I think Trae knows at this stage of his career, hey, this is a night where so-and-so's got it going on. I will facilitate more. My score sheet will be 16-12 as opposed to – and then Trae, look, when he's feeling it, yeah, you can drop it from the hip, from center court, but don't do that when we're on a good run and other guys are involved. That's the thing. The shot-making, decision-making from Trey, it's got to be on point. And that's all I'm asking. That's not killing Trey. That's just asking for some common sense in the half court.
I'll say this just to defend him a little bit. I think there have been more times than not in his career where the team hasn't been as good around him, and he just feels like, hell, I need to shoot this thing.
Right.
And so he does
that's the way it's been for the last 5 years.
And so he does it. But to your point, he doesn't have to do that with this particular team. All right, man, more on that as we just talk about what's been going on today. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Flyer Branch. Let me let you hear what Mike McDaniel said about everything being on the table, and then today the Dolphins make a decision that has the NFL buzzing. Tua is benched. Let's get to 4th and 1. So this was before the decision was made today as it came down, Mike. This was the head coach of the Dolphins, Mike McDaniel.
The quarterback play last night was not good enough, and so for me, everything's on the table. We're in the process of game planning for the Cincinnati Bengals, so we're trying to determine who will give us the best chance to win. I'll probably give you more clarity on that tomorrow.
And that is today, and the clarity was Tua. Take a seat. Quinn Ewers, your next man up. And Mike, Tua leads the league with interceptions, 15 on the year.
Right. And we talked about the Steelers game. That just was an absolute killer, and he just has not looked the part. They're great. They're one of the worst teams in cold weather. That's like a given. That's one of those things that every gambler knows. So now what do you do? Is the owner, this comes with Stephen Ross. Is the owner going to move on, you know, from the coach, which apparently he was more attached to than his general manager? Greer was able to kind of dance through a number of regime changes with that team. But, yeah, it just seems like they need a new direction. The cap hit is immense. But it sounds like they're, based on what I've read in Miami, they're prepared to maybe rip the Band-Aid off. But this is the first step, seeing what you got.
We're going to see, guys, more on that as we move along. Jaden Daniels, Mike, we love him. But he has had one crazy year with the Commanders. And remember, NFC Championship game last year, and everybody said, they'll be back. This is why we take nothing for granted. Mike always talks about grabbing the brass ring. Mm. If your team is good enough and you're in it, you better take advantage of it. Here's Jaden Daniels talking about how frustrated he's been.
Super tough, man. I don't want to miss games at all. I've been frustrated this whole season missing games. I want to be out there and have my teammates as much as possible. So this has been a frustrating year, disappointing year, but you learn from him and move forward.
Not telling you he's a bum. He's a really good player. The injuries have plagued him. And hopefully this is a learning year, Mike. Again, get out of bounds.
Yeah, it's funny because Jackson Dart is dealing with the same stuff. It's been documented. And then 6 times he's been in the blue tent this season. That's too many for a quarterback.
That's too many.
Gruden told him that before the season started about, you know, you got to pick your spots, you know. But that's a guy who's got to learn. In the case of Daniels, same thing. He's going to have to – he's a bigger size guy. Even though he's skinny, he's still bigger than RG3 was. RG3 got – who was it? Who was our old linebacker that destroyed him back in the day? It was his second – Sean Spoon got him a second year right on the sideline.
Pow.
And it's the same kind of hit the Jackson Dart got against the Patriots. But Jaden Daniels, he's a difference maker. I watched – I don't know if you saw any of it, the in-season NFC East on Hard Knocks. I watched about 45 minutes of it last night. They got a win against the Giants with Mariota. You know, they snapped the losing streak with Mariota because he's still serviceable in those in some respects. But Dan Quinn, now all of a sudden you're not such a hot prospect. Same spot that Zach Taylor's in with Cincinnati. You know, you're the head coach. You went to a Super Bowl. You know, your quarterback can't stay healthy. And all of a sudden, now your butt's on ice because that's the way it's the nature of the league. Dan Quinn's not going to get fired next year, but he can't not make the playoffs next year because that owner's got expectations. He's trying to get that new stadium going.
A lot of people are talking about tanking for draft position. It's hard to do. Kansas City's out. Dolphins now out. Bengals, Jets, Browns, Raiders, Titans, Vikings, Falcons out. Commanders, Cardinals, Giants, and the Cowboys and Lions can be eliminated from postseason this weekend. Here's Jerry Jones talking about tanking for draft position.
A win is very, very important in the NFL. And a win is important to me. And a win does a lot of positive things. I don't care when it happens. And we owe it to that mirror. And we owe it certainly to our fans that we want to walk out there and be competitive. We will not try for a draft position. We won't be looking at anything like that. We'll be out there playing football, and we'll bring them to play. So that's a long-winded way of saying we'll play football under whatever the circumstances are.
All righty then. I know that Brian Schottenheimer, you and I were not really – I wasn't impressed by the hire. I've seen him again also on that Hard Knocks in season. how would you evaluate him? I mean, they got viable for about two weeks. We talked about sweeping the Chiefs and the Eagles, and then they kind of fell back to earth, and now they're not making the playoffs.
Yeah, look, they're flawed. They tried to fix their interior defensive line and get more stout, and I think they did that with the trades. Look, I think next year, this is the thing about the Cowboys. I think most people who follow them say, hey, look, they were going to be good next year. We think they have a chance to be good next year. Dak was playing well, has played well at times. They still have to address, Mike, the running game, and, you know, I think they figured out the wide receiver stuff with CeeDee Lamb and But at the end of the day, man, CeeDee Lamb has dropped a lot of balls this year. You know about a lot of drops.
Yes,
like,
he does.
You got your bag, and you're dropping a lot of balls. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. We are waiting on Raheem Morris. We think he's going to come in here in the next 5 or 10 minutes. So stay tuned for that. And then we're going to talk to Kirk Cousins, starting quarterback for our Atlanta Falcons, about a variety of things as they get ready for the Cardinals. It's all on the way on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.